You're listening to SBS News.
Children are growing up with violence and inadequate educational opportunities. As the findings and the 190 recommendations contained in the children's report highlight, we should be asking the question, how have we lost track of children in our country and our community?
That was Chairwoman Anne Sherry speaking at the release of UNICEF Australia's 2018 Children's Report. The report from the United Nations Children's Agency accuses Australia of failing to make suitable progress in policies and programs to support children, particularly disadvantaged children. UNICEF says with one in five children starting school vulnerable and one in six living in poverty, it's again calling for a national plan for children and a designated federal minister for children. The UN agency is also calling for an overhaul of the country's child protection systems, noting the number of children entering and remaining in out-of-home care has doubled in the past 20 years. And the report cites education in Australia as flailing as well. Ms. Sherry says Australia's academic performance has been on a downward trend in all school sectors since 2000, terming it disappointing for such a developed country.
In 2016, UNICEF's Global Building the Future report, which measured progress for children in 41 advanced economies, ranked Australia as middle of the pack against all indicators for children, with the exception of education, where we ranked 39 out of 41 countries. This report should have been a wake-up call.
The 2018 Children's Report has also found children and young people in Australia are feeling what the report calls invisible to adults in positions of power. Ms. Sherry says youth voices, particularly those from marginalised and disadvantaged communities, are not listened to properly.
Children are our future. In Australia, we often hear that we need an agenda for children, or that we need to listen to children. We say it, we say it, we say it. Yet our actions indicate we're not thinking of children in this way.
The report comes as the Australian government is defending its treatment of asylum seeker children on Nauru. At least four families have been transferred to Adelaide in recent weeks, with the children now receiving care in an Adelaide hospital. Former Attorney General George Brandis says all asylum seeker children on Nauru are expected to be relocated to Australia by the end of the year. Now Australia's High Commissioner to Britain, he's told the British talkback radio station LBC, hardly any children remain there now.
There are hardly any children in Nauru and in New Guinea. And we expect that by the end of this year, there will be none.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was reluctant to say much about the plan when he was interviewed on Macquarie Radio a few hours later.
Children have been transferred off Nauru. That's been happening for some time. I haven't been showboating about it. I haven't been drawing attention to it. It's been done in accordance with our policies, our existing policies. And I obviously don't go into the operation arrangements.
The Australian government says asylum seekers who pose security risks could stay in detention while their partners and children are allowed into the Australian community. But the Human Rights Law Centre's Director of Legal Advocacy, Daniel Webb, says the Australian public is not being told the full story.
We're concerned, however, that what our government is saying publicly in the media is not matched by what it's doing privately in our courts. In the last 6 weeks, we have filed urgent legal cases, or threatened to file urgent legal cases, for 31 desperately unwell children.
SBS understands around 40 asylum seeker children are left on Nauru. 500 asylum seekers and refugees also remain on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea, the location of Australia's other main offshore detention centre. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he has no plans to close the Nauru detention centre. He's told Sky News even if some refugees are transferred to Australia from Nauru, they will not be allowed to settle permanently.
Well, I hope that that some of them can go to the United States, and if people need to come to Australia for medical attention, then that's what will happen. But as I say, we've always said that we will have an enduring relationship with Nauru and presence in Nauru, because regional processing is a key element to the success of Operation Sovereign Borders, and we're not going to surrender that.
Okay.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.